You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it's Sunday. This is kind of an extra episode, I guess. I don't know. I was kind of on the fence about doing an episode today because I've got other things I'm trying to do, but I had kind of Master Jin and Master Matt within like an hour and a half of each other both contacted me early this morning, and they said that they wanted me to do a podcast episode about chastity. Like, it's been 6 months since I went into chastity, and somewhere around that time, it's been about 6 months, maybe a little bit over. So it was so weird because they don't really talk to each other. One lives in Montreal, the other lives in Toronto. So this was not a collusion on their part. They just happened to be on the same wavelength. Now, funnily enough, in the past week, it did occur to me, I thought, well, it's been 6 months since I went into chastity, and I probably should update my progress or what I've come to understand. And then these two alphas insist on it, you know. So as a dutiful faggot, I'm going to obey my alpha masters, okay? That's what we do. So 6 months ago or so, I went into chastity. It's on the website. I produced a little silly video of me putting my cage on for the very first time. I have never been in chastity before, ever. No alpha that I've ever served has ever suggested it. I often kind of wonder why they never suggested it. Probably part of the reason is because I've mostly served straight alphas, and so in the Midwest and, you know, the United States of America, so their minds aren't straight men in this part of the country in the United States. They're not thinking in terms of chastity a lot, you know, so they just want to be worshipped and served, okay? So as long as they're getting that, they're fine. But the other part of it is my dick is not really a dick. It's just kind of a nub, okay? So it just probably was pointless. I never touched it, you know, while I was serving. So I never drew attention to it either, you know. Some faggots are constantly touching themselves, stroking themselves, and the alpha has to correct them, you know. So it never was an issue with me. So, I was a free-range faggot for my whole career as a faggot. And, but as I mentioned in the post at the time that I did about going into chastity, I was just so humbled by the tremendous alphas that I'd come to know really well through this website. And I've met, you know, there have been some other great alphas, like California Alpha, whose name is Jace, by the way. He's a very powerful alpha, but he had never moved me until this past year because of Master Nick, Master Kyle, Sir Rob. These alphas are they're apex alphas, and they're so incredible that my writings about them are, you know, gushing with emotion all the time, and respect and honor. And I sound in love with them, which I kind of am, you know, if I'm honest. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. Like, the conversations I've had with these men outside of the writings and outside of the website, just one-on-one, it just left me so humbled in a way that I had never felt before. And so it was the first time I ever thought to myself, I should go into chastity, because every day that I'm out of chastity, I'm dishonoring these men, you know. It was just this mindset that it just clicked, you know. So that's when I went into chastity. And, you know, it wasn't comfortable necessarily at first. I had voluntarily, on my own, stopped masturbating a couple years ago. This is pre-cancer, because I wanted to control that. And it's not easy because I'm constantly bombarded with pornography, okay? Like, the website got pornography all over it. I'm constantly, you know, photoshopping dicks and stuff. I mean, you know, constantly. So it's, it was hard, you know, to be around that. But, like, I just wanted to voluntarily cut off masturbation. I just used the power of my mind, okay? So the chastity didn't change that at all, the masturbation part, but it's just uncomfortable, you know. First of all, I don't think I got the right chastity cage. You know, I really do need to, that's going to be a project that I want to work on in the coming month or two, is find a better chastity cage. But it was just uncomfortable to sleep with, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just physically, it's just not comfortable. But, you know, you get used to that over time. But I mean, I think what I've learned over 6 months is just this profound, just very hard to describe. Respect, while being in chastity, it comes from chastity that you cannot get anywhere else. Every time I sit down to pee in a public place, I'm reminded of my place, you see, and I've gone to the bathroom many times, and sometimes I get lost in thought, sitting on the toilet peeing, about the meaning of this, you know. It's strange. In a way, I guess I'm kind of relieved about the COVID pandemic, because I haven't really been out in public places that much where I've had to pee sitting down, you know, like, let's say a movie theater. Most of the people that are close to me in my life know about the chastity cage. I've shown a couple people pictures, and they think it's unusual, but I mean, these are people I've known for years, and they think most of the things that I do are unusual. But, and we all have a good laugh about it, honestly. But just the act itself, I haven't had to do it in public as much, you know, work and things like that. But, it'll be different once the pandemic's over and life kind of returns to normal. This chastity cage will present more opportunity, I guess, I want to say. But I just find myself lost in thought about the fact that I am not a man. And I cannot use my penis and my dicklet, my clit, whatever you want to call it. I can't use it and shouldn't use it like a man does, you know. It's a privilege, you know, you think about it, it's a privilege that a man can pee standing up. He can pee anywhere. You know, it's very, very easy, you know. Or a man can get an erection and be proud of his erection and use his erection for dominance or just sexual pleasure or whatever. Faggots don't deserve that. They should not have that. And I never really felt that until I went into chastity. And that's huge, because when you take that away from a faggot permanently, it becomes their life. It becomes their truth, you know. It reinforces that. And I just never really thought about it in those terms, that I should not be like a man, you know, even though it would be easier for me to be at the movie theater and go up to a urinal and piss, okay, like every other guy. I have to take the different route because I'm not like the other men that are there, you know, or at the gym or whatever, you know. Again, like the chastity cage situation hasn't come up in the gym because the gyms are all closed, you know. But eventually that will change and people will be able to see that I've got a chastity cage on. I'm not scared about any of that at all. I just posted something on the website, the story of Matt and Master Matt and Master Nick cunting Alex and Michael. They had basically a day of fucking yesterday, Saturday. But part of that story that's just, I just touch on it lightly in the story that I told is that they went to the gym wearing spandex shorts where their cock cage, their chastity cage, is fully visible to everybody in the gym. And they were nervous, you know, about doing this. Alex particularly was nervous about it. But after they did it, they were chirping about how I guess they were turned on by the fact that they were showing it off. That's, you know, another key element of actually being in chastity is that it builds up your devotion to the service of men and being proud of it. You know, a chastity cage is something to be proud of. If a man takes the time and the effort to get a chastity cage to put on you, to lock you up, you should be proud to wear that chastity cage, you know? And those two faggots, when they went to the gym, they became away from that experience proud to be wearing the cage of Master Nick and Master Matt. And that's, you know, a huge step forward for those faggots. And I feel that way, definitely. I'm older as a faggot, so, like, I'm not shy about anything, okay? So, you know, I already was a very proud faggot, I guess is what I'm getting at. But the cage enhanced that tremendously, you know. I feel fearless in a sort of a way because I have this cage on that that delineates me and identifies me as a faggot devoted to the service of men. So, I don't know. I mean, that's how I look at it. I will say that any man, alpha or otherwise, who wants to own a faggot, you really honestly need to put your faggot in chastity, okay? I never believed that was the case before. I always thought it was just kind of an individual choice, you know. I almost thought it was kind of fetishy in a way, which I tend to shy away from fetishy things, but it's not. I actually do think that after 6 months in chastity that it's vital. I think it's vital. Alphas and men who own faggots or want to own faggots, you need to put your faggots in chastity. It will change the faggot. Not just their devotion to serving you, but it will change them inside and make them property that you can be proud of owning. Okay? And like I said, I never thought anything about that prior to chastity. So that's another huge understanding that I've come to being in chastity. So those are my thoughts on chastity after 6 months and being in chastity. And actually, I want to go deeper with it. So, you know, clearly, I mean, I have the keys. They're here with me where I live, okay? So I could unlock myself at any time. I do unlock myself to clean, but, yeah. Let's go back for a second because I really kind of missed this part. If you're a man and you own a faggot and you put your faggot in chastity, don't neglect doing the cleaning yourself, okay? This is a revelation that I learned from Master Nick and Master Jin, who from the get-go, they were insistent on putting all their faggots in cages, and they insisted on being the ones cleaning their faggots. And, I mean, I don't know how straight alphas come to that conclusion on their own. I really have no idea. It was like it was just they were born with this knowledge. But do the cleaning yourself. I'm talking to men, okay? Clean your faggots yourself because that deepens not only your responsibility to the faggot, but the faggot becomes even more attached to you and goes deeper in submission to you. So that's another key element. But I don't have anybody cleaning me. I have to do it myself. But those are my thoughts on chastity. Okay. I could probably go on forever about that topic, but I really wanted to talk about aftercare after today, yesterday and today's events, but with Master Matt particularly. But that'll be for another time, I guess. Do take a look at that post that I wrote about the events of yesterday because it's pretty astonishing what happened. And the faggots were really, they were all changed forever, I think, over that day that they spent together with their masters. So definitely take a look at that. As far as the site is concerned, I've got this story that's really big. It's a really big, big story, and it's I've got weird pieces of it in different places with this faggot that I'm communicating with, and it's hard to whittle it down, but I'm wrestling with it when I get a chance. And also, the website, I'm kind of I'm trying to clean up some things on the website, because I'm going to just say this on right here, right now, I guess. I'm in the process of writing another book, small book, very small book. I'm going to write a series of small books answering certain questions that I get all the time, okay? And I'm trying to put those all together into a library on the website so that people can order them and get the hold of them if they want them, okay? That, and also the store, the merchandise store, I've been having some technical problems with it, and I've been going back and forth. I don't know if it's going to work. I've had several orders I had to refund because it wasn't working properly, and I don't know why, but I think we're close to a solution now. And I've got some new designs that I've been kind of fucking around with, so it's not going to be ready for Christmas. You know, I'm probably not going to have anything appropriate for your grandmother for Christmas, okay, or your grandfather, but those things are coming, and I'm just kind of, please be patient with me on the website, because I am really trying to buff it to a high shine, and make it something that is an experience for everybody, you know. So anyway, that's about all I've got. If you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear them, as always. You can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or Kick, I'm Normal Submissive. That's debatable. And just get a hold of me. Or I'm on Twitter, obviously. So just get a hold of me if you want, if you got anything you want to talk about. And one last surprise. I might be interviewing Master Nick on this podcast. He's somebody that's not really wanting to talk publicly, you know, because he is a straight alpha male. But I think he's feeling the need to talk. And I'm praying that Master Nick does do this, okay? I've never talked to him. I've never talked to him, like, over the phone. We've only ever texted each other. Over a year, I've been talking to him in text. So it would be, Master Nick changed my life. And he's changed a lot of other faggots' lives. In just this year that he's been using faggots. So it would be just a privilege beyond words if he were to come on the podcast. I'm thinking he's going to try to do it. So keep your fingers crossed. I suggest if you really want him on the podcast, you leave him a message in the comment section below this post, okay? Maybe that will sway sway him a little bit. So anyway, I'm going to stop talking. Have a good rest of your evening, and I hope you get sorted out for the coming week of activity, okay? I will talk to you later. Love ya. Bye.